This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a virtual news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they have received Hamas's response to the Gaza ceasefire plan.
We've been eagerly awaiting a response. But as for the reported details that may be out there, I think I'm just going to demur right now. We've only just gotten it. Our team is going through it. As I understand, the Qataris and the Egyptians are as well. And I think we just need to reserve comment until we've had a chance to fully examine it.
Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group said on Tuesday that they were ready to deal positively to arrive at an agreement and their priorities to bring complete stop to the war. A senior Hamas official said they had submitted some remarks on the proposal to the mediators but did not elaborate. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are working to see if a United Nations-backed ceasefire proposal becomes reality. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon.
Speaking in Tel Aviv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called a statement from Hamas supporting the ceasefire, quote, a hopeful sign, but not enough.
The word coming from Gaza and from the Hamas leadership in Gaza, that's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Getting that buy-in, though, may be difficult, given what American officials say comes next for the U.S. designated terror group. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
Eight people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States in recent days, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. The arrests took place in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, and the individuals who entered the U.S. through the southern border are being held in immigration violations, according to the people who were not authorized to discuss the ongoing investigation and spoke on condition of anonymity. This is VOA News. Eight people, again, have been arrested and taken into custody as a result. And in Ukraine,
the State Department has removed restrictions on the transfer of American weapons and training to a high-profile Ukrainian military unit with a checkered past. Officials say the Azov Brigade passed a vetting process that found it had not committed any gross human rights violations. The move will help the brigade, among Ukraine's most effective and popular, move beyond this reputation as a far-right movement, a perception its commanders have been trying to dispel as Russian propaganda. Moscow has repeatedly portrayed the Azov as a Nazi group and accused it of atrocities, but given no evidence. I'm Charles Stiladesma.
Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, said on Tuesday that the vice president, Saulus Chilima, and nine other people were killed when the military plane they were traveling on crashed. The aircraft carrying Chilima was seen as a potential candidate in next year's presidential election and went missing on Monday.
In the Chikangawa forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact.
The plane left the capital but was unable to land Monday at an airport as scheduled due to poor visibility. It was ordered to return but went off the radar and aviation authorities could not make contact with it. Nigeria's military has denied allegations of inhumane treatment toward women and girls who survive Boko Haram and are military custody. And a report by rights group Amnesty International accuses the military of various violations, including unlawful detention and neglect. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
The Nigerian Defense Authorities rejected Amnesty International's reporting, saying that military personnel operate within the scope of international laws of conflict. A statement said the military has, quote, self-regulating mechanisms to address any proven case of misconduct, end quote, by its operatives. The report from Amnesty International, titled Help Us Build Our Lives, said women and girls who survived Boko Haram captivity were subjected to further suffering, including prolonged unlawful detention by the military and inadequate support by authorities for them to rebuild their lives. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
And Mexican authorities are using a simple but harsh tactic to deal with migrants trying to get to the U.S. They're wearing them out until they give up. Mexico is driven by mounting pressure from the U.S. to block millions of people headed to the north. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.